Shout my name.
Okay. Hi, hello, hey guys. Welcome back to my podcast. That thing you just heard at the beginning was my brother trying to sing. I'm so sorry. So, I hope you guys have been good. I hope you guys have had a lovely weekday, weekend, day before, or I hope your day is going fine.
Okay.
Anyway, so I have three guests that, you know, are human beings. Can you guys please introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Randy.
I'm Game Lade.
Ah, okay. So, please backtrack. Sorry?
Momo.
Okay.
D to the E to the M to the I to the L to the A to the D to the E. That's what's Game Lade.
His name is Game Lade. I'm so sorry for that. Okay. So you guys, today we are going to be talking about why are you guys laughing so hard? We're going to be talking about confrontation. Okay, everybody has calmed down now. Alright, so does anybody have anything to say? How do you guys feel about
confrontation? Is a major part of any
friendship
of any friendship relationship, because one, there has to be, for there to be a successful relationship, there has to be communication, and confrontation is part of communication. So I feel it's very essential in everything.
Okay. So first of all, what is confrontation to you?
Confrontation to me is when you meet someone, or when you meet someone and
English.
When you meet someone, and you tell them how much they hurt you, how much they upset you,
like when you just explain how someone offended
you to them.
Okay.
Confrontation is like meeting someone and be like, guy, oh my guy, don't fuck up. Oh, this is what he did. This is what he did that I didn't like. So I think I apologize to you, if not, I could fuck you up, guy.
I'm so sorry for that, for this attitude. Next person, please.
I feel like it's like telling someone, let me say something, but like how, like it's like telling someone how much
it doesn't even have to be
it can be something that someone said, and then you have to confront the person about it, like, oh, did you say this or something like that?
The word confrontation just makes it look like a very big scary thing. Like, to me, it's like having, like, sitting down to have a conversation about, like, guy, like, what's up now, this thing that you did wasn't really nice, like, I did not feel comfortable with how you, like, reacted or how you said or how you did what you did. It's like a two-way thing. It doesn't necessarily have to be like you talking the whole time. Like, I feel like the word confrontation,
just like what's the word now? It's just basically expressing how someone's actions made you feel.
Like the word confrontation now, like it has come to mean like something more serious and scary. And that is actually not exactly, and that's actually not how it's supposed
how
to be.
How every confrontation is actually. It depends on the situation or what the person did to you.
Yeah, but like still, like to me now, if you hear confrontation, you would think of something so fucking serious.
Yeah.
You think of something very huge. And it's not supposed to be like that. Like, can't it just be like a conversation between friends? Like, airing out issues. Just talking like naturally. Like, okay. Exactly. Like, please, oh, you guys. Let us, like, begin to have the attitude that confrontation is not scary. Or it's not a big thing. Do you get?
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel about confrontation?
I feel it's needed.
It is very important.
It's very much needed.
But it's necessary. But one thing about confrontation is that not everybody has the confidence to confront a person.
Yeah.
Personally, if I put myself in any situation that has to do with confronting someone, I'm always afraid of that. Yeah. Like, I'm going to do everything it takes to ignore that situation. Yeah. Because I'm not ready. Because it's honestly a scary thing to do, because you don't know how the person will react.
Mm-hmm.
If the person understands how you're trying to, what you're trying to say, sorry. Yeah. So it's just actually very scary sometimes.
I feel most people don't really understand the concept of confrontation. Okay. That's why they see it as something
as an argument.
Like negative, exactly. One argument, yeah.
Because most times confrontation is just about like meeting someone about your feelings and discussing it with them. Like even if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Like for me personally, yeah, I love confrontations because it helps me air out my feelings and it makes me feel lighter. Because when you keep carrying like burdens in your heart, yeah, like you become very heavy. So
it becomes very heavy. Wow.
You know,
it becomes.
No,
okay.
You know, get sense.
Okay, English becomes.
You know, get sense.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like when you confront someone, sometimes it can lead to like a disagreement, or like you might end the relationship or the friendship possibly. But if the person truly understands your point of view or like what you're trying to say, then it can help in a way and like avoid, you get like misunderstandings and everything, because the person, like what happened might not be like what actually happened. I don't know how
it just like be a misunderstanding.
Exactly.
I feel it's all about like presenting your point of view,
like how you present.
Exactly. And being able to understand the other person's point of view, so you guys have come to like a mutual agreement on like the particular topic.
Sometimes it's not every time you understand how a person feels, because if something so little happens to you, it's not a big deal, but you don't know how the person feels. You cannot predict someone's feelings, you cannot tell someone, you cannot invalidate someone's emotions.
And I think that, I'm so sorry, keep going,
because like everybody deals with situations different, everybody cares, like what is sensitive to you is not what is sensitive to me.
Yeah.
How you take a joke is not how I would take
a
joke. So you should not invalidate someone and be like, you're being too dramatic, or it's not a big deal. Like, it's still very much matters, no matter how little the situation is.
So like, I feel like that's like the issue when it comes to these things. Like when you're like, okay, guy, this is how I felt, you be like, but like, that's not that deep now. Like, that's not what I meant. Do you get? It's not in your place to like tell someone like how to react to a situation. Like, you're not them. Like how she just said, what may hurt you may not hurt someone else. So like, it's very important to learn to be very open-minded about these things and be like, whoa, okay, I'm so sorry for how I made you feel. It wasn't my intention at all. And I will try to be careful next time. Like, that's being mature. That's being, like,
understanding.
Like, we have to come to a level to be like, okay, guy, we're growing older. All these petty things, or like, all these things shouldn't be happening anymore. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so is confrontation something you try to avoid, or you face it when it is needed?
I feel like it depends on the situation. Sometimes I would, like, immediately, I would, like, confront the person like, oh, what you did, I didn't like it though.
Yeah.
But sometimes I might not be in the mood to start an argument, so I just ignore it.
Like, don't see an argument, like a conversation about
it. Can, no, most people don't understand.
That's what we were saying before. It shouldn't be something that argument has to lead to an argument.
If you're confronting someone, like a particular person, all the time, and every time you try to confront the person,
it leads to an argument.
Now, I don't see any reason to be in a friendship with that person or in a relationship with that person, because clearly the person is not interested in how you feel. They just want to make themselves the victim, and that's not how it's supposed to be, like at all. So you cannot say, oh, if I'm advising you to confront someone and be like, oh no, this is going to start an argument, why should it? And it also really matters on how you present it, how you feel. If you're being too violent, or you're making it, I don't know how to explain it, if you're being too much on how you express, then obviously it leads to an argument. She gets.
So anyways, me personally, I used to be very, very scared of like confronting. Like when people like do something horrible to me, or people say things that I don't like, I was the type of person that would be like, yo, let me just fash this thing. Like, this person didn't know, it's probably my fault. Do you get? But like in recent times, like since I entered the university, I learned that if you don't speak up, they will beat you. Like, it's not something that telling people how you feel, that, like we've said this before, it shouldn't be something that is horrible. It shouldn't be something that is scary. Like, it's just you expressing yourself, like, yo, like, this is how I feel, yo, this is how I feel, yo, please, I hope you understand, things like that. And like Rodia rightfully said, if you do, if a person, like, doesn't understand, like, how you feel, and if it, like, leads to, like, an argument, I feel like it's something that you should just, like, not stress about it again.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, like, something that you've tried over and over.
And it happens consistently. And it because happens, like, yeah. Every confrontation cannot lead to an argument.
And exactly.
And one person has that, to, like, person doesn't really care about your opinion, like,
yeah,
they feel like what you don't see any wrong,
they're very
they
opinionated,
yeah. So that is that.
Not everybody also can confront people. Some people just rather ignore, yes, it, like, oh, it's not a big deal. I feel you should always,
well, not always, I feel like there's some things that, like, you're like, bro, let me
me personally, as a human being, I like confronting people, especially when it has to do with personal matters.
Yeah.
If someone has offended me in any way, like, I won't, like, say to you, like, in front of people that, ah, guy, what you did that over time. I didn't like, I'll call you aside and talk to you like a reasonable human being.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like, it keeps on happening, I don't like, ah, there's a problem with this person. Mm-hmm. But me personally, confronting other people gives, like, a sense of, like, makes other people see you as a confident person.
Yeah.
Because you're able to talk about your things with other people. You're able to, like, settle disputes that happens. So it can actually go both ways. Like, if you're in the wrong or if someone wronged you. So it depends on how the whole situation, to be honest.
Yeah. So, like, I was saying, like, I feel like it's not everything that happens that you have to be like, oh, I'm going to go and talk to this person. Like, there's some people that you just, like, you know how they are already, so you're like, you know what, this is just this person being this person, there's no point in, like, talking about this thing, like, you already know, it's something that you've seen, like, I don't know how, like, it's something that my mom has told me before, everybody's not perfect, so there's going to be, like, one or two things about somebody that you don't like, or one or two things that about somebody that just doesn't say right with you, but, like, if the good part of this person, like, outweigh the bad, or, like, the things that you're not comfortable with,
yeah,
I feel like it's worth fighting for, like, that friendship or, like, that relationship. Either. So everybody should just, like, be open-minded more often. Okay, so have you guys ever experienced, like, confrontation that, like, you feel like it's important to, like, talk about, or is it relevant? Jesus, a relevant example.
There's someone in school that I know for a fact that I have to confront at least once a week.
Wow.
Like, firstly, like, the person who offended me or anything. Because the way it is in school, yeah, if someone offends another person, most times it comes to me about it. And, like, they help me and, like, wants me to help them, like, and settle the whole fight or dispute and everything. Yeah, man. So I feel confronting people isn't really a bad thing in some sense, because it's still needed no matter what.
Yeah. Have I ever been confronted? Yeah, people will come and tell me, oh, I don't like the way you spoke to me, or I don't like how you did this or did that. To be honest, yeah, if I don't like you, I won't apologize or see any reason to, because you should expect that reaction to me. Like, you should actually expect that reaction. I don't know, but if I know that, oh, I actually fucked up big time, and you come and meet me and express how you felt about it, I would definitely apologize. I would definitely try to make up for it.
Yeah.
Me confronting someone is a big deal. I don't like confronting people because I feel like it's something that I'm trying to work on myself. Like, I always invalidate how I feel. Like, if somebody should do something to me, I'm always telling myself, well, you're being too dramatic, it's not that deep.
Yeah.
And it's really bad because then you won't be able to speak up, you won't realize your self-worth, because if everybody keeps working on you, you just take it as it is, that, oh, I deserve this, oh, but it's probably not that deep. And it's a very bad thing to do to yourself.
Okay, so I feel like, yes, I've been confronted sometimes, and it's like a misunderstanding. Like, I'll apologize and be like, oh, I didn't do that way, or whatever. And I also feel like when you don't confront people, you're giving them another chance to do it again, because they'll be like, oh, the person did not see a problem with it, so you get like, why can't I do it again?
Yeah.
So you make them feel like what they're doing is right.
It's right, like it's okay. Yes.
So someone is actually very important.
So like for me, in recent times, like since I've been in, there have been situations where I had to like confront people and be like, yo, I don't like how this thing played out, or like this thing isn't how it's supposed to be, like what's supposed to be. And I feel like what Momo just said, I don't know how to explain. Like, there will be sometimes that some people will be like, okay, well, like because you're not saying anything about it, like it's fine, like they can just keep doing it. So like, if you don't open up and if you don't be like talk about like what they did, or like if you don't talk to them about like how they offended you or how they did something to you, you're just going to like keep getting walked all over. Like in some situations, no matter how little you think it is, like that's how you actually start speaking up for yourself. Like even if someone comes and is like, oh, you're stupid, and you don't like how they say that, just be like, yeah, now why you come stupid? I don't like it now. Please don't do it again. Like, it can be as little as that. And then like when you have like serious issues, you'll be able to like have confidence to speak more on it. So like some of my friends in school, we have this thing that we do sometimes, like it's just like a night that everybody comes like in one and like we're discussing, like, okay, tell me how you feel about me. Tell me how I have wronged you. Like, obviously, it's not every time that people have like the opportunity to like speak up and be like, okay, this is how you've offended me. So sometimes we just like come together. It's not something that we plan, no. It can be like all of us are just in the room and we're like, okay, let's just talk about this now. I'm like, okay, tell me how you, like, okay, like how four of us are here now. I'll be like, okay, Rodia, can you tell me how you've offended me? Or so, can you tell me how I've offended you? And then Maddie will go like, okay, Tamnere, this is how you offended me. Mama will go like, Tamnere, this is how you offended me. And you just be like, okay, like it's not like a bad thing, but it's like, it makes you guys
understand each other.
Exactly. And then these things that are like happening within your friend group, if this person takes note of all these things that you said, they don't go and be doing it to people outside. So they don't seem rude, they don't seem like people who are just ignorant, gender stuff. So I feel like it's important to have like conversations like that within yourselves, within your friend groups, like just sit down and talk like, yo, how have I offended you? What have I done to make you upset? Like, let's just like talk everything out. It's very important. Do you understand?
Because sometimes like something that may have happened a long time ago, the person might not be able to talk about it. But like Tamara said, you doing that is like giving them an opportunity to
speak up.
Yes, like say things that like hurt them more.
Because truth, a lot of people just keep things inside. Yeah. And to the point that I know people who are so close to me that they don't like confronting people to the extent that they will keep something for like a whole semester. And then when we're having this conversation, or if I'm having a conversation with them about like, yo, how have I offended you? They're like, you've done something to me, but I don't remember. Like, it gets to a point where they're like, they know you've offended them, but they just don't remember what it is that you have done to them. Because like, they've kept it there for so long. So they just have this pending anger with you, and they don't even know the reason why.
Yeah.
So please, you guys, say something. Like, if someone hurts your feelings, please open up and talk about it.
And don't just fit it, because I know, like, at your point, I had this, like, toxic trait. Like, if someone should offend me, I wouldn't, like, confront them about it. I would just bottle it up to the point that I can't handle anymore. I'm just going to walk out with that friendship. And it's a really bad thing to do, because you cannot just end something just because you don't have the confidence
to say something. To
speak up. It's just a really bad thing to do.
Okay. So there's some people who mess up and avoid confrontation. What is your opinion on it? What is your opinion
That pussies and that bitches. I know someone like that. This person will constantly like make other people feel bad, to say things behind other people's back, and then when it comes to confrontation, the person will be like, oh no, I didn't say that, that didn't happen, no, something. Exactly. And that always pisses me off, because I always have like proof that, guy, this is what you said, this is what you did. Like, I always have a witness of like the person saying it. And then this person will be denying, like, bro, I didn't say anything like that. I don't know what you're saying.
I hate people who ignore confrontations. Like, you offended someone, the person has the courage and mind to express how they felt about that situation to you, and then you're making it seem like, oh, it's not a big deal. You're trying to ignore the situation.
You're playing victim.
Like,
that victim that? One is like the biggest. Like, I know someone like that. So this person, I knew someone like that actually. This is not my life anymore. You know, grow up, guys. So this person, I don't know how to explain this thing. When I was in secondary school, there was this person I knew here. This person used to like would go around and like openly like say bad things. I don't want to say bad things, but make comments to let you know that they've offended you, or like say things like to let you know that they've upset you. But they will never actually come out right, be like, yo, this is what you did, this is how I felt. And you're just there left wondering, like, what did I do? And then when you actually like have the courage to be like, oh, what's up, what happened, you'll be like, nothing, no, nothing is wrong, but you're the one that's thinking about it that way. Like, do you get?
Yeah.
People who play victim piss me off. And I know that sometimes, yeah, it's not something that is purposed. Like, you don't do it purposely. It's just like a natural thing.
I don't believe that you playing victim is not something you do intentionally.
No, I feel like I've met people who do this thing here, and true, they actually don't know. Truth. They don't know that
they're not playing victim. That's the thing. They just don't know that it was like that. Jige. They just don't know. It's not playing victim.
Or some people never see wrong in what they do.
Exactly.
That's like, they feel like they're always right. Like, why would you ever say I did this to you? Like, I didn't mean it that way. You get?
Like, they're the one that's
they keep doing it.
There was a situation that happened in school.
Oh, God.
It's a situation that happened in school. So there's this particular, they were
person.
People, like two sets of people, they were friends. I don't know if that's a friend still now, but they were friends, yeah. And then one went ahead and like was going around saying bad things about the other.
Wow.
And the other person is my very close friend. And then they came to me and told me that, guys, you know, this will happen to you. I don't understand why this thing is talking shit about me. I was like, okay, no problem. Like, I'll go and talk to them about it. And I went to the other party. And I was talking to that boss, like, guy, this is what the other person told me. I don't know how true it is, but from the looks of it, it seems like it's very true, because they have like witnesses and screenshots and everything of how the whole thing went down. And then the other person was like, oh no, that's not how it happened. I guess I gave like one made up, fucked up story that I didn't believe. And I was like, okay, no problem, but please, next time, don't go around talking about people behind their backs. Like, if you have anything to say, walk up to the person and say it to them face to face. Don't be a pussy and a bitch. And then they were like, okay, no problem. They'll stop doing that. And then next thing I hear, one of my other close friends comes to tell me that, that the person I spoke to came to meet them, and they were like, oh, that can you imagine what the manager was telling me? Something that I can't remember how the person put it, but like I was like trying to like defend the other person even though they were in the wrong. And I was like, why are you going around telling people about our conversation? Like, that doesn't
that
make
is
sense
something I of. Hate a lot. Like, thank you so much. Do you know that I feel like if I have an issue with you,
like, don't go around exactly don't go around telling people
like,
about
not go
our
around
issues
for a reason. I do not go around telling people
exactly
about
because
for
because like, I feel like we are mature enough to solve
exactly.
Why in heaven's name are you going around being like even though it's not like they like even though it's not like the person is like, oh, it's not like I walked up to them and I told them, like, they asked me and I just said it. Like, that situation should never be happening. Even if they ask me about, like, oh, yo, what is happening, our issues, we'll sort it out. Not the one that you go and be giving like full information, full gist about this kind of thing. It doesn't even make sense to me.
And then to me it felt like they were reporting me to my friend.
Exactly.
And I'm like, first off, we're in the same set. Like, for us to be in, like, there should be like this cordial relationship between us. Like, if we have any issues, we should be able to walk up to each other and talk about it. So why are you reporting me to another person? Like, if you have an issue, like, come to me and talk to me about it. Like, you don't have to go around spreading that gist to that people. And that just pissed me off. And I wanted to go and confront the person again. But, like, my friend was like, no, like, it won't make sense, because that's just how we keep on going. Like, it will become a cycle. So I should just leave it, like, don't let it be. I was like, okay, no problem. But that occasion happened, like, hasn't happened once, like, once, twice, three times. It happened so many times that I cannot even count. So at a point, I just realized that, oh, more, you can't keep comforting this person. Like, you just go mad, because it won't make sense. You repeating the same thing over and over again. I think the person doesn't want to change. Just free the person and try as much as possible to avoid the person. That's what I'm just trying to do right now. So concern is very key, because it helps you, like, understand people's point of view, even though the other person may be mad and may not have sense.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
So, does anyone have any other thing to say?
No, but, you know, just learn how to confront people. If you don't have the mental capacity to confront someone immediately, then take your time. But make sure that you confront every person that hurts you or offends you, because, you know.
And when you're confronted, don't be a pussy or don't be a bitch and go around telling people.
Stop talking about, like, that.
About the conversation, because it doesn't really make sense.
And also confront
people. That's been the child.
Like, also confront people with facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't confront someone if you're not really sure. About, like, oh, happened. You had this, that.
Sometimes, yeah, like, type of thing.
Sometimes it's not really necessary. Like, that one is not necessary. So make sure it's, like, something that actually has to do with you. If it's like something that doesn't even relate to you at all, I don't think you're the right person to come. I don't exactly.
No, but if someone comes to you to help them,
that one is different.
Okay.
But, like, you heard the situation, mm-hmm. you're going to go and confront the person on their behalf.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Please, though. Fight your battles yourself. Don't be sending your friends to fight it for you.
Exactly.
Because in some situations, it's needed.
No,
your friends.
No, I understand.
Sometimes
yeah,
you need,
like,
a backup.
Exactly. Like,
yo, no. Let me tell you something. That is absolutely wrong. Yeah. How are you having issues with somebody and you expect someone else to?
No, work? Come. If you've tried to resolve the issue by yourself and you see it's not working.
You can't always walk
away. If that's spoiling your name, you can't walk away from that.
If it is spoiling your name, talk to the person straight. Let me tell you something.
What makes you think
in
you're the person listening to your friend?
A higher authority
is not your friend. Please calm down.
Exactly.
People that are trying to be like good people. That are, we all know that people in school that are higher than other people. That's
okay. Wait, let me tell you something. Do you know what that seems like? What you just complained about, reporting. In the end, then that person will feel like, so you reported me to this person and send this person to come and talk to me. Like, how will you feel someone does that?
It's not reporting, they ask for your help. Let me tell you something.
If you want to ask for someone's help in a situation like that, ask for their help. Let them tell you what to do and you go back and fight that battle yourself. It is very, very pussy-like to be sending somebody to go and fight for you. Because then, that person that is talking that you're going to, like, argue with or fight with, it's not going to respect you anymore, because they're like, so this one cannot even talk by themselves, they're sending their friend come out.
And, like, for an example, now, let's say you probably heard a rumor about yourself, yeah? And the person that started the rumor, you go and confront the person, and the person currently does not want to listen to you, and you send someone else to, like, you know, talk to the person for you. The person that started the rumor could literally infect the other person's mind. I don't know if that thing has happened to me.
Yeah.
If
you are gullible, it happens.
If you are gullible, it happens. Your mind, and now you're literally on that person's side now. Now two people are turned against you. So what do you do?
I personally just feel that you can still confront people on their behalf. That's what I feel.
No. Do you know why I hate?
You can,
like, in my school, I have seen situations where people are like, okay, this person hurts me.
It's not, I won't really call it, I'm sorry, I won't really call it confronting. Like, just talking to the person about
you. That is very pussy. Like, why can't you do it by yourself?
When you've tried.
It is not a matter of when you've tried. You are the one that they hurt. The person that you sent can never express it as well as you that were hurt will.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
But wait.
Can help the situation.
Yeah, can help.
Exactly. I mean, I'm talking about solving the whole situation.
The person doesn't even have to send. Like, let's say me and Dinade, for instance, have a friend, and my friend, our friend hurt me. And Dinade was there when that situation happened.
So if it's a situation like that, that makes sense. But like, I don't think that's what you're talking about.
No, you mean the friend that
you are saying.
Let's say our friend hurt Rodia.
Yeah.
And then Rodia talks to this person about it. The person is not listening. Rodia comes to tell me, because we're all friends, comes to tell me that, oh, no, this person hurts me. Can you just talk to the person about the situation? I don't see that as an issue. I honestly do not see that as an issue.
If you've already spoken to the person already, like, the person has already been...
Like, just to make emphasis on it, that, oh, my, you hurt this person. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not really, like...
I honestly don't believe that.
We have different points of views of things.
Yeah.
I feel like if it doesn't have to do with you at all, you should
don't
not be
there. Actually.
Like, except your name was mentioned, or if somebody is like your close friend.
Exactly.
It has to be a connection. No. You can't just randomly bring your, like, nobody cares about your opinion. Like,
so aggressive.
Like, never believed in other people solving your issues for you.
Not solving, helping. They say to you,
helping, solving. No, I don't think like that. Especially if it doesn't. I don't care if it's that man's personal friends. Do you understand?
So you won't help the person.
No, sort it out yourself.
You can help.
Sort it out yourself. Like, maybe when you guys are like done with the conversation and you guys have like sorted it, another person can come and be like, yo, okay, like, this is what I know happened. But like, I hope you guys are good now, Sha. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, to be in the middle and like, you're there doing
as a mediator sort of thing.
That's fucked up. I hate things like that.
That's your opinion.
Please, let's exactly, in my
opinion.
Please let me sort out my issues by myself. I don't need an extra pair of ears or hands. Especially when it's a sensitive matter.
I feel it's all it boils down to your experience in life.
Yeah.
Like, if you've experienced where like a mediator doesn't really help you and makes the situation worse, then you won't want someone to be a middleman in your problems.
Yeah.
It's all different opinions, different people.
So is that fine?
Yeah.
Is there okay. I'm so happy that we had this conversation. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to this. I really appreciate everything. Have a nice day or week, you guys. Bye.
Bye.